east of the Rockies. Bob is in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, on Coast to Coast. Bob?
Oh, good evening, Bennett. Hey, I've been doing something for the last 18 years. I started a convention in Kettle Moraine, Wisconsin, at about 50 miles north of Milwaukee. It's a resort area. And we have it the second Saturday in July. And it runs way into the evening, and we watch the UFOs come in.
Oh, cool. Do they always come in on time?
Sometimes they come in, sometimes they don't show. We have about 2.5 hours of film of them coming in. Sometimes there's six at a time.
Hmm.
And one evening before they came in, a bolt of lightning shot horizontally through the sky, and then they started coming in. There were orange globes, and they all lined up. There were six of them. Three of them went to the side, and they did an aerial ballet. It was really something to see. And a couple of women passed out, and one guy went kind of bonkers. And he was jumping up and down saying, hey, there can't be anything like this, you know.
Are you warning us then we should leave our women folk behind then for fear of this? Or?
Oh, no.
Only the hardier gals should probably make the trip.
No, it was just two women that they just got carried away.
Just got carried away.
Yeah, they passed out. They were laying on a lawn chair for a while.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I more or less contacted an extraterrestrial, a woman, but which I called Eve, for the last 10, 12 years. So she was a very beautiful woman, and she had a cadre of about 10, 12 UFOs that are she directs in whatever she's trying to straighten out down here. So about six weeks ago, I went to bed and I slept, and all of a sudden, for some reason, I woke up. So I sat up in bed partway, and here's this woman standing next to the edge of my bed and in between the closet doors. Well, incidentally, that little signal you're getting might be this woman I'm talking about.
What signal are you talking about?
Well, you didn't hear those little tweets going on all the time before I got on here?
That was on a Skype line. That was because there's some technicality in the Skype line that was giving us that.
Oh, all right. Could be. I've had troubles already when I call, and there's something coming in.
Do you think people are interfering with your line?
Yeah.
Okay. But so real quickly, so Eve is a beautiful woman. Where is she from?
All right. She's she was very tall. She had platinum hair. She's a Nordic, or else she's an Anunnaki. One of the two.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with most of these creatures, or not these creatures, but extraterrestrials. This is an old baloney. What I'm telling you is the truth. I'm an old pilot, and I know what I'm seeing as far as the airways go, what's going through the air. I don't see a firefly or something like that, and it's called a UFO. I see the real thing.
Got it. So,
we have people down there. 300-400 people watching this thing when they
come
in.
But dude, don't leave us hanging here. So she comes and she wakes you up in the middle of the night, and Eve, a tall, Nordic looking, Anunnaki, beautiful, standing there. What does she say to you?
She doesn't. It was nothing. It was done by the telepathic impressions.
Okay, so she's just standing there, just creeping you out while you're sleeping.
I wasn't sleeping. I was wide awake.
Well, I know, but she woke you up.
Yeah.
So you're there, and then she just stands there and stares at you?
She was looking right at me, and had a kind of a very benign or pleasant look on her face.
Okay.
And she told me some things.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What did she tell you?
Well, she's doing a lot, which a lot of these extraterrestrial groups are doing. They want to stop war.
They want to stop, I'm sorry, war.
Yeah.
Okay. So she came down because of Libya or?
Pardon?
Because of Libya? Or was there anything in particular she wanted to comment on?
Well, yes. What we're doing down here by perpetrating wars all the time, and it can't last.
Okay. All right.
And another thing that's going on that people are getting into and that is building the magnetic motor. Now, she didn't tell me anything about this. I could go a long way with what she told me.
We don't have the time, but so magnetic motors.
Yeah, in Wisconsin, there is a place where some people are doing this.
Okay, and they
I
should
will not
stop
give
that.
The name of it. But and, these are motors. There's no battery in them. They're simply...
Oh, you're talking about like a perpetual motion machine.
Well, you could kind of call it that. Yet, these magnets are arranged as an armature, a spiral armature, inside of a magnetic depolarized...
Okay.
Inside of magnets that are...
Well, anytime you're talking about engines, it won't be hard for you to talk over my head, so you're probably losing me there a little bit. But fair enough. So what's the date again for the where people can go? And do you have a website set up for people to join you for this?
Well, Dundee, Wisconsin. It's 50 miles north of Milwaukee. You can find it on the map.
Yeah.
And at the every second Saturday in July... You will find people there.
Okay.
And this has been carried on the websites and things like that.
Very good. Well, I'll send people your way via the internet, and hopefully they'll be able to hook up with you coming up in July. That is, if the world doesn't end on May 21st of 2011, which makes all, you know, dates, plans, contingency operations after May 21st. Let's grab West of the Rockies, Dave, in Orville, Washington, on open lines on Coast to Coast. Dave?